And a pleasant good evening, a pleasant normal or happy normal tax day. this is the Put in the Book show. We are extended for a month and a couple of days for that tax. Don't worry. Don't get nervous and shut the show off so you gotta go do your taxes. I am Steve. I got Keith right on over there. Look at that. Getting fancy. Over the shoulder. What are you doing? I got Rodriguez right down there.
Yep,
hello, dude. Sir. How goes it?
Good evening. It goes well.
Good evening. We got producer Joe behind the imaginary fake glass doing all the good shit behind the scenes. As always, let's get started with a little bit of Brooklyn Water Coffee Roasters.
BrooklynWaterCoffeeRoasters.com. It is the ultimate good. You see how I muted myself and edited myself from actually putting that word on the internet?
Yeah, filth.
Take note, Frotch. www.brooklynwatercoffeeroasters.com, from the roaster to your front door, only the finest beans are selected for your pleasure, happy ending, and awakeness in the morning. I love Brooklyn Water Coffee Roasters. Actually, I just ran out. I need to order some. I'm slacking. And what I'm probably going to order is some morning wood. What Frotch gives me every day, some morning wood. Speaking of happy endings, it is a delicious, amazing flavored
holy
coffee
cow.
And what's good now is with brooklynwatercoffeeroasters.com, you can add 50% more caffeine to any flavored coffee you like. So I'm probably going to order 50% more caffeine
visuals
to my morning wood. Dangerous.
That's dangerous. Don't do it on show days, please.
Then there is also the dark roast dark chocolate. Is it a rich chocolatey flavored coffee?
Don't do it at all.
Dark roast. And wait, so it's dark, it's chocolatey, it's delicious, it's rich. How many calories you think that comes with, Frotch? Just off the top of your head.
Ballpark figure?
Yeah, ballpark figure.
Settle.
Boom! Zero calories. Delicious. Then there's also the other, which used to be a part of the 50% more caffeine line, but now any line is 50% more caffeine if you choose. Jacked Up Cupcake, which is what we like to call our friend Rodriguez over here. Is it a rich vanilla cupcake flavored coffee? It is so delicious.
That's what she said.
If you haven't tried it, there's something wrong with you.
Something wrong.
There's something wrong with you. BrooklynWaterCoffeeRoasters.com. What are some of the other great flavors out there? Cinnabuzz. I love Cinnabuzz. Winter Wonderland. I love Winter Wonderland. One that I always keep forgetting is Drunken Pig. It is a whiskey, I believe, whiskey bacon infused coffee. Amazing. Bacon, whiskey. So it's got to have a ton of calories, right, Frotch? How many calories coming out again?
Clean old Cero.
Boom! Check it out now. www.brooklynwatercoffeeroasters.com. From their roastery to your front door, only the finest beans are selected for your pleasure, happy ending, and open eyes in the morning. Again, that's www.brooklynwatercoffeeroasters.com. From their roastery to your front door, they are guaranteed to ship within 24 hours of its roast date.
Believe it or not.
Check them out now. And if you check them out now, you can go out there and see so many flavors out there on the website. And you can buy two bags. And one flavor you're curious about and you don't want to spend the money on, that's good for you. Just use Pop Culture Pros, all capital letters, and you'll get that extra bag free. That's F-R-E-E, just like www.brooklynwatercoffeeroasters.com. Peace.
All right. That's some good coffee. I love it.
Coffee.
Start every day with it.
F-E-E, coffee.
Right off the bat here, happy.
Hold on.
Look,
cheers,
look, so,
guys.
So I just want, wait, hold on. I just want to.
What are we cheering?
Everybody to notice that I use ballpark. Ballpark. We were talking about dad jokes before the show. Ballpark figure when we were talking about the calories in the coffee. And I said, first to bat? No, 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 we're not, no.
What
no
are you talking here. About?
Wow.
You missed the dad joke discussion.
He was tying it into the theme of the show.
You Good missed job, the discussion, Rod. Rodriguez.
Oh, I missed the discussion.
So you held but up a cheers for three in a row for that.
Yeah, because yeah, no, because I we want a cheers to something, right? So
it's three in a row.
This year, no, it has nothing to do with that. This year, we moved from not Jackie Robinson Day, but Jackie Robinson Days. So, you know, one of the most influential baseball players in history. We now celebrate 2 days, and I would assume that we're going to wear our 42s tomorrow. Now, hold on a second. But everybody wears 42 on Jackie Robinson Day.
But it's April.
So I'm one, and there he is.
April 15th, Jackie Robinson Day, tax day.
But why now, because that? it's 2 days, and the Mets game got postponed today. I don't know if Colorado's playing, but if they already wore their 42, do we just wear the 42 tomorrow? Rodriguez, can you call the commish?
I don't know, but you know, it's really interesting that I don't really care.
Just the same as you do about the rest of the show, I think. So let's get into some Mets talk here, because Rodriguez doesn't give a shit about what number the Mets wear on Jackie Robinson Day. So
they're wearing 42.
No, they're wearing nothing. They're naked today.
I thought the Mets wore 42 for Butch Husky.
That's the story producer Joe told us.
Producer Joe wears it.
Oh, that's for right. Butch that's Husky. Right.
That's a producer Joe issue.
All right. So let's get to it. Three in a row. What a difference a week makes. Last week, completely different type of show. And now this week, because they've announced a new Fast and Furious movie, we can have a happier show.
I hate that franchise. So just move along.
Yeah. So, all right.
You
so
see
the,
this?
So,
and you started Mets. With me, right? You started with me.
You like that crap franchise?
And you just walk away.
Well, it was supposed to be, right? It was supposed to be a drive-by. So, all right. So, since last we left, we've played a couple of games against the Marlins, which we split. Got rained out Sunday. Got rained out on Monday, and then in come the Philadelphia Filthies.
Well, said.
And we just mopped the floor with them. We just pitched extremely well. Our hitting
really
becomes
really
a little
well.
Bit more timely. Really well. Bullpen was better. So you know. Let's just take this three games. So now it's a sweep. You know, we just swept the Phillies. We don't have to play the fourth
Brian
game.
Holmes sucks.
Brian Holmes sucks. but so in this short three game winning streak, what do you attest this more to? So Rodriguez, is it the starting pitching, the hitting that has started to be a little bit more timely? It's not. We're not scoring 10 runs a game, it's a little bit more timely. Or the bullpen. What do you think has helped us along here?
I think the pitching, the starting pitching has been fantastic. I mean,
Sorry. All that, and we didn't do a cheers to Jackie Robinson.
So what are we cheering? Jackie Robinson.
Cheers to Jackie Robinson.
To Jackie Robinson.
And to Keith being on mute.
A true pioneer. Thank you.
Just my lip there.
Wow.
You all right, so Rodriguez.
Problem, don't you?
A little bit.
A little airplane on you. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the pitching. The starting pitching has been fantastic, man.
They have
to be great. You're not. No, because I don't have a sister. Okay.
Damn it.
Do you have a sister?
Oh, damn. I wasn't on mute.
He forgot. See, he forgets. He puts himself on mute every week. Guaranteed.
Forget about
Watch
it.
This show. Sometime during this show, he's going to be on mute and say, oh, I was on mute.
Definitely.
Guaranteed.
I'm a true Definitely. Conference ball professional.
If you were a degenerate gambler like Farachi, you would bet on that once a week, guaranteed. I'd even take two because I think he's going to do it twice.
He's making
However,
a duck face.
The starting position for the Mets has been great. Fantastic. It has to be because the hitting sucks. The hitting has – now the last two games, I'm seeing a little bit of more situational hitting, right. Actually hitting with men in scoring position and driving them from second to home. I mean, those guys that are on second base, I remember – just off the top of my head, there's like four or five of them that never got home with less than two outs. Those guys should – always get home. So the starting pitching has been fantastic. Now, again, an area that was a little bit weak for us in the beginning of the year was the bullpen. They've gotten a lot better. Okay, so starting pitching and a good bullpen, all these guys have to do is score 4 runs a game. How many times do we win the game? 4-3, 4-0, or 3-0, or something like that, 3-1? I mean, we just have to score more. But our pitching, starting pitching, has been fantastic. From the guy that you didn't expect it. I did not expect Peterson to have such a fantastic game. Didn't he have a no-hitter into like the fourth or the fifth inning almost?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Something
like that. Huge rebound from game one.
Huge rebound, which makes me believe that he can actually be a lefty in this starting rotation that's going to stick with us for a while. Because if he hits 94 and he throws that curveball was the one that Steven Matz always needed, man. That change of pace, that movement curveball. Peterson has it, and he throws 93, 94, and he hits the corners, which is fantastic. The guy can be really good, man. He really impressed me this time because he came back strong. He took a shellacking. I mean, you got to. He didn't do well the last outing. Fantastic. Strowman, for all you haters out there, keep hating him because it's working. He's doing really well. Don't stop hating him. Keep cursing him out. Keep making fun of him. Keep your racist comments going. That's okay. Do all that. As long as you guys do that, we'll keep winning. And the Grom. 3-0, and we had the Grom coming in. Dude, that was going to be sick this game today.
I was looking forward to it. Weather was miserable.
Because imagine a 4-game sweep of these Brian Hom sucks filthies. all valid points there, Rodriguez. And the more impressive thing I think for me for Peterson was that you're coming back against the same team that whooped you last week. So you obviously had to make a complete game plan change.
He pitched his game though. That's his repertoire. That's his skill set. If he pitches like that to every team, he's going to have a winning record, and he's going to do really well in the league.
Yeah, okay. And you say they whooped him, and they did, essentially. But it was one inning that he was just completely off. He went out of that inning, gathered himself, came back, and I think he threw another 4 really good innings after getting his ass kicked, which shows a ton of character.
Yep.
Right.
He was in the fifth, right? So
he threw well, but at the end of that third or fourth inning, he left men on base. So he was going to get shellacked again. He had a bad outing. That's all there is to it.
He did, yeah.
We don't have to protect him from that because he came back.
No, I'm just saying that he showed some good character coming back. And for a young pitcher like that to kind of suck that up and throw another couple of good innings after that and stay in the game, it's a big deal. Matz would never be able to do that. And I'm not trying to make comparisons because I know there's a lot of nonsense out there. But there is a comparison because he's our lefty right now. I guess we've got Lucchese, but he's kind of pan or whatever he's doing right now. And Matz was our main lefty. The comparison before the two, Matz would have just completely broke down. And now the lefty we have in the rotation stays in there and fights it out. And he grinds and grits. Even the best pitchers stick it out and do what they got to do and work out their issues in game, not run out of the game and sit on the bench.
Exactly. That was a really good point, Keith. That was a really good point when that pitchers make their adjustments during the game. That's such a true point. And if you can't do that, you can't be in the majors.
And DeGrom's the best at it.
He really is.
I've never seen anybody better. For the stretch. A couple things here. For all the Stroman haters out there. So Marcus Stroman. These are not a big deal stats. 2-0, 0.75 ERA, 12 innings pitched, 7 hits allowed, one run, and that was one mistake on a home run. One run.
How can anybody hate Stroman?
His whip is 0.75, and hitters are hitting 171 against him. You know what hitters are hitting against DeGrom? 170.
I'm surprised it's that high.
Time to chill out. Fans, when it comes to Stroman,
know what it is though, guys. They hate Stroman because of his bravado, because he believes in himself so much and he has such confidence in himself. It comes across as bragging, as maybe sometimes it is for sure, and his style. And he has a lot of style. Those are the reasons they hate Stroman. They can't hate him because of his performance. It's a personal issue if you hate Strowman. Even
I like his bravado.
You like it? We're swagger, from New York, bro.
Yeah,
swagger.
There you go.
There it is.
Show.
There it is.
Yeah, and you know what? About. Even his comments online, such as him criticizing the league for starting the game or the team. I am all for that because he is absolutely right. He said Lindor's sitting in a freaking puddle, bats are slipping out of people's hands. It was completely dangerous, and I'm just glad everybody on both sides came out healthy. I have no issue with him saying that because you know what? It's right. And he didn't take his complaining beyond the actual point. He just laid it out there and stopped it, and that's that. Mm-hmm. You know what? It needs to be said. And guess what? The next two times it rained, call the game. Gee, I wonder why. I honestly credit Strowman a lot.
So Strowman could be saving them.
Essentially, if you think about it, right? I credit Strowman, not completely, but a lot to influencing their decision to call that game before starting it because he really made a big point, and I think he opened some eyes in the league. It was good. I like Strowman. I'm good with him talking. I'm good with him complaining when he sees something wrong that deserves to be complained about, and I'm good with his bravado on the mound when he pumps his glove. I love it, baby. Get up there and kill him.
What was that we heard from above? Bravado. Swagger.
That's it.
From above, Edward from above. Ramos. Thanks for joining. He's got the Strowman with the muscle going.
Pat, what's up, brother?
That's it, baby.
Look, a lot of you guys that are out there that have been condemning Strowman for whatever reason, that's all on you, are going to be the same people. If he continues this way and prices himself out of us, I'm just throwing that out there.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. We didn't get to sign Strowman. I can't believe it. I miss him so much.
Right. Same people.
Focus, guys. This guy has done the job in the American League East, and he's here, and I really hope that we have an opportunity to sign him.
You know what the fans have to realize? They have to realize that this isn't football. It's not, you know, 16th. That it's not if you're 2-7, the season's not over for you. This isn't football. It's going to take the whole summer, 6 months worth of baseball.
Well, can you believe it?
That's a big point.
Producer, I mean, go. Really? What, can you pull up that other the Daily News graphic? So this is what the fans have caused. This is what we do. You know, we go 2-3, and it's the end of the world. Trade this guy. Sit this guy. And then here it is. Here's the Daily News from today. Who cares how early it is? So we tell everybody it's too early. To this kid, you know, the Mets are floundering after five games. They've played five games in 12 days because of COVID, because of rain delay, because of this, because of that. Tomorrow, because of snow, probably.
Yeah.
But so there's no continuity. Did you guys see the press conference from Lindor where he said it felt like spring training because I play one day, take a day or two off, then I play again? Right. No continuity. You can't get yourself going. So
he's heating up, by the way.
Oh, yes. We were talking about it yesterday in the chat.
Is that the word of the show? Continuity?
Continuity.
Continuity.
Continuity. Continuity and what?
Continuity. Continuity.
What's the other word?
What's the other word from above?
Swagger.
We'll keep him awake the whole show this week.
I agree with you 100%. This whole – and all of us have been pretty much on the same page. This whole entire the world is ending – crap because of 3-5 games where we've had 2 days in between every game.
Not
sometimes
us.
Three.
We've been
that's what I said. We've all been on the same page. The whole entire nonsense online where people just, for lack of a better term, bitching and moaning is ridiculous. You know what I started doing on every single post on every other Met fan page? Every person they were complaining about, I said, let's say it was Rojas, I'd say trade Rojas and DeGrom.
I started doing that on every page.
Trade X, whoever you complain about, and DeGrom.
Just to kind of
say you're being ridiculous. Because anytime you put and DeGrom in a trade sentence, you're being an idiot. So that was
your stick. That was it. Every time you said and DeGrom, that was
And DeGrom. It was just to highlight how stupid the whole entire process was.
Very true.
And what about these people out there that are saying that
we've frozen?
poor DeGrom. Trade him so that, you know, the Mets are ruining his career. What are you doing? What kind of fans do we have?
Morons.
No, wait. Let me say something about that.
Let us suffer and let him succeed elsewhere. Go ahead, Rodriguez.
Well, that's a terrible thing. I get it. But if I were to look at it as a baseball player, as a core from my core, I feel for DeGrom as a pitcher, I feel really bad for him. However, I don't want to trade him or Leo. No. No, that's stupid.
Why would you want
to? I'm a Mets fan.
But
from a baseball perspective, as a baseball player, as a pitcher, yeah, I feel for him, man. I really do.
I feel for him too, but let him suffer with us.
Right.
That's it.
No, I agree. I agree 1,000%.
These people, like Roger's point, let's feel bad for him. We should just trade him so he can be better off. What are you, freaking nuts? It's 5 games in the season, people. We got the best team we're fielding since the last time we were in the World Series, and I think this team is even better than that. So chill out, slow your roll, take a breath, maybe smoke something if that's what you need, pop a Ambien, whatever it is. Relax.
Have a drink.
Go night-night. Go to sleep.
Yeah, relax. No, yeah, go meet me.
Mimi.
Go nai nai. Go Mimi. Go nai nai. It's a Baba.
They're
okay.
Go watch some TikTok stuff.
They're getting weird again with these words. These guys.
What did I say?
TikTok. Nini Nana Gugu Baba. What?
I didn't see it. I said TikTok's legit. TikTok's
go,
a thing.
Go Mimi or go nai nai is go to sleep. Oh, have a Baba means have
yeah.
A Baba.
We didn't. I didn't really want it explained. That's okay. Thank you. I get it.
So. All right, so let's talk about some injuries real quick. Positive things. JD Davis looks to be progressing. Should be back Saturday, but however, the weather's not. So it's going to be about. I saw the weather forecast for Denver about 3 to 5 inches of snow today, and then tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Tomorrow night.
That's wonderful.
When DeGrom is supposed to pitch. It's supposed to go down to 27 degrees.
Oh, great. He can't pitch
Saturday
in 27
night.
Degrees, Farachi.
I understand that. I get that. So Keith is on mute again, and I don't know what he's saying.
See?
I said put Lucchese in.
That was one.
Lucchese.
Well,
Lucchese's pitching the next day.
Lucchese's pitching Saturday when it's going to be 5 degrees colder. 22 degrees. So
hey,
here's my question.
A
it's a night game, right? Both I think are night games.
Colder.
Why can't they move it
to the day
earlier? And they're allowed to have 42% capacity there. So I would imagine that during the day people would how many people
might be
go
warmer
to
during
22 degrees out. Who's going to a baseball game?
Yeah, I mean that makes a lot of sense, Farach, because honestly, I think getting somebody out there and overextending themselves and putting all that kind of strain on their body in that kind of temperature is a recipe for a potential disaster. And true, they even though in the daytime it's still going to be cold, but at least you got the sun to warm you while you're out there.
Daylight to warm you up.
So yeah, no, it's a good point. And truthfully, like you were saying, capacity is limited in Colorado and in general in most places, except if you're in
Texas.
Well,
actually, they have a lot, 42%, but
it's still high, but you're
at 22
like
degrees.
Losing revenue is what my point is.
Right.
It's not like you're losing revenue, and you're protecting the integrity of the players, which at the end of the day is who brings in those people and the fans and generates that revenue for you.
Which is why they get paid shit tons of money.
You can't grip the ball in 20.
You can't feel anything.
You can't feel the ball. You know that. You're gonna grab that ball. You don't even give me a throw curveball.
It's a good thing it's not college ball with an aluminum bat. They'd be screwed. That hand sting would be at the end of the day.
That's why I'm saying you can't if because Colorado actually has a good pitching staff. It's everything else that sucks. Is the starting pitchers are relatively good. Their first three at least.
Dude,
they got a good third base. Oh no,
we're
they
gonna
don't.
Rock.
Cardinals
no,
he's
gone.
Damn
we're
it.
We're gonna rock.
Do you hear what he said? He's getting in on what I was saying earlier. We're gonna rock them. We're gonna rock the Rockies.
I wasn't at the meeting though.
What meeting? It was 3 minutes before the show.
You said you had a meeting. I don't know.
No, 3 minutes before the show, Joe is telling dad jokes. The only thing my point on that is JD Davis coming back from a wrist thing, a hand thing. So probably 22 degrees is probably not the best time to get him back out there.
Not that far off from JD Davis until everything we just talked about.
He's not playing.
Yeah. Okay,
great.
So So a couple more guys, you know, Carrasco has thrown simulated games. Thor is feeling good. So pretty positive injury news. And
about Loogie?
Loogie's also, you know, he's coming along, but not as far. Not as far as along. No.
Right?
No. So, right.
Okay.
How about Jay? What's his name?
Don't ask for JD Davis.
Jed Lowry.
Oh, well, Jed Lowry's got
doing fantastic, more, isn't he?
More RBIs. He's got quadruple the RBIs our top guy has.
Wow.
So, what Thank does you. 10 minutes so now
later?
And he, yesterday's shot was out to left center. It was the opposite field shot. He's batting lefty.
I'm grabbing him in the league.
And he, oh, you are. Hold on.
I hold no hard feelings.
Me first. Hold on. No. but my thing is, what about him? What about him blaming the Mets? They would not let him get surgery. Anyway, let's not get into that. That's a rabbit hole. But you know what?
Yeah, Jets net. Yeah.
That's the end of that.
Did he get surgery?
I don't.
After he
don't
left the Mets, so. And oh, now he's doing very well.
Did he really get it after he left the Mets?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You think that was Brody's fault?
You feel bad now?
No, I feel. No.
Okay.
I feel bad.
Okay.
I
just making sure
the Mets didn't let him do it.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, there's going to be more to come on that.
Oh, wait, I found a spoke about pair it. Of Jed Lowry's pants, his big boy pants. Oh, you can't see it.
Can't see. Big girl teeth, big boy pants.
Yeah.
So
it's my 1-year-old toddler grandson's pants. Same pants as Lowry
that's
wears.
A big kid. Jesus.
All right, so let's say in 6 weeks' time, these two guys are back. He's throwing out he's crying because we're talking about rainouts and rain delays, snow delays.
He wanted to see his
let's say
a true Met fan.
Yes, he's already headed for a disaster.
His namesake pitch today.
Wouldn't it be funny if this is the kid that you know the Mets reel off like 3 World Series in 5 years, and he's like, oh yeah, Mets are legendary. I've never had any issues with the Mets. We grew up.
Oh, Mets won a World Series. That's normal.
Not surprised, right?
Yeah, I'll be like, okay, yes. I know you're Frachi son, but when you're 18, I'm going to kick your ass for saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so. All right, poor so let's say 6 weeks' time. Carrasco's here. It's funny. Carrasco's here. Thor is here.
Right.
You got to. We talked about this at the beginning of the season, right before the season started. It's an open competition as of opening day. So you got Peterson and Lucchese, right, that are going to be fighting for this. And, I mean, who knows if, you know, if DeGrom falls off and he's got a 7.82 RRA.
Come on.
Sorry. Come on. Had to give a little smut. Well, Keith doesn't Good find Lord. It funny. Keith didn't find it funny.
See that? You pissed him off.
So you got... And then you also got Taiwan Walker. I'm going to throw Taiwan Walker in there, even though he's looked great also. I mean, him and Peterson
really?
Coming off yesterday, really good.
Taiwan,
or in the graphic that we put up. What is it? Taiwan? Something.
Yeah, Taiwan.
So.
Well, I can get that. Hang on. I think it's Taiwan. Yeah.
I bet. it really will come down to. Whoever, you know, one out of those three, and it's a good problem to have, right? One of those three will remain in the rotation unless they decide to go to a six man, which they don't want to do that. But, you know, so here, Mr. Rojas, all the fans that are saying to get rid of you now, they're waiting for you to make that decision. And they're waiting for that decision to fail because they want you gone. But I ask you, Rodriguez, who has, of those three, Taiwan Walker, David Peterson, and Lucchese, which one has the most pressure at this point to really drive their performance so that they remain in the rotation when these two guys come back?
The only two that really have to worry about anything is Peterson and Lucchese. However, Lucchese's gone to the bullpen. As soon as Carrasco comes back, he pushes Lucchese into the bullpen. Thor coming back, I don't think he's pushing anybody out necessarily. I think Thor, Yaiwan,
Yeah, I won. That's what it was.
I think, oh my God, I did it. I think Noah.
Yeah, he said Thor. Wait, whoa. Producer Shiva. Joe, mark this time down. Mark this time down and send that to me, please. That's a clip.
I said it twice.
He called it 30
minute mark. Damn.
Yes.
All right, yes. Noah.
The God of Thunder, baby.
I swore. Okay, I made a mistake. Noah will come
one in time like is a mistake. Man. Two times?
I did. I said it.
Sorry.
Twice.
Go ahead.
Damn you, Farachi.
Oh, hey.
There it is. I think Noah comes back like a sixth man. He's not going to pitch a lot. I wouldn't take a chance with Noah pitching a lot, to be honest. I'd give him a game and then give him a good 5 to 6 days of rest and see how he handles it, and then maybe bring him in on an off day again to pitch. And if you feel that he's good, that's my ace in the hole for the playoffs. I mean, really think about it. No, we need to have a drink. Ed said so.
Yeah, Ed said so.
You don't want to go ahead. You don't want to burn him like we did kind of to Harvey, I guess, right?
So,
you have to be really careful with Noah, I believe. So I don't think it's between Peterson, Lucchesi, who goes. But when Carrasco comes back, definitely Lucchesi goes to the bullpen. He's made for that.
Peterson, yeah, I got to be honest. I mean, my opinion real quick on that is Taijuan Walker. I mean, we still got a little time to think about it. The initial thing when Cookie comes back, I think Lucchesi, unfortunately, is the victim. But it's going to be so much depth. He's going to move to the bullpen. He will be essentially our spot six starter, right? So if there's a bad outing, if there's something that comes up or
– No, he'll come in after Noah.
His depth will be important to us that it's going to be key. He's going to be a huge key to this team. The Thor coming back part, like Rodriguez was talking about, is going to be really tough because based off how Peterson started and how Walker's been pitching – that's a tough decision, man, and I don't want to be in Rojas' shoes for that.
He's not coming into it. Not after that surgery. Next year, he's definitely in.
August, September, he's going to earn warrant a spot in a rotation heading into the postseason.
With Lucchesi, he'll do it the first five innings. Lucchesi comes in and finishes the game.
I'm good with that, bro. Listen, and it saves our bullpen because at that time of the year is when
you heard it here first, folks.
The bullpen gets dry humped a lot, as they say. Who said that first? Dry hump. We heard that. What was it? Yeah, who said that on the Mets? We got it. Oh, maybe it was Callaway. I don't want to dry hump the bullpen.
Well,
Callaway said that.
Wouldn't be surprised Callaway anymore, right?
Right.
You know something, Keith? Doesn't Farachi look a lot like Callaway?
He really does.
That was me in the picture.
Holy crap! Oh yeah, you with the sick with the abs.
Yes,
that was you.
Farachi, are you my sexy little construction worker?
You haven't seen me in a while, baby.
Wait, no. I don't want to.
Oh yes, you do. You liar.
Stop it.
But yeah, I think that's gonna be a tough decision, and I'm looking forward to that.
Can't take it back.
I'm looking forward to the Mets being in that position where they have so much talent they don't know what to do with it. Love it.
So this is my next question was, and Keith, you brought it up. So all these pitchers, they go through the Tommy John and Loogie, and they, you know, for over the course of the last X amount of years, those people that are going in for Tommy John surgery ask their teammates who have gone through Tommy John surgery what to expect, all this stuff. So he's got successful, right, on the staff. Do you think that he has gone and said, hey, Matt Harvey, what did you do wrong after your Tommy John surgery that caused you now to be with the Baltimore Orioles with a 6.28 ERA?
He didn't have – it wasn't Tommy John. It wasn't Tommy John. It was a different type of injury that he had. He didn't. It wasn't the Tommy John. It was a different injury. He had a thoracic syndrome or something like that with his fingers. That's the one that destroyed him, because that's the one he couldn't come back from. Right now, what is he throwing? 94, 95 now again. But that's the best he's gotten, and it's been a long road back. But that's the thing. It wasn't the Tommy John that knocked him down.
Harvey's big pitch was it the two-seamer, Rodriguez?
Harvey's big pitch was a 97, 98 mile an hour
two-seamer. Right? Yeah. And a two-seamer – if he's having issues with his joints and his fingers,
he can't hold it.
You're right. I didn't think about that. I always thought about the Tommy John, mm-hmm. but that
it wasn't.
That,
it wasn't
right.
the Tommy That's, John. That's you know, the shame and, about it.
And listen, I still, because even the the parting between him and the Mets was a little.
Why
rough.
Is it a shame? Screw him. He's with the Orioles right. with a 6-year A.
So I'm about to say exactly the opposite of what Frotch is going to say. The parting between him and the Mets was rough.
How was this parting with the other four teams?
I don't necessarily wish him the best, but I feel bad. I feel bad because he was Harvey's better.
He was the Dark Knight, dude. He was the Dark Knight. He was a monster.
For a little moment, he was a glimmer of hope for the Mets organization.
Don't be like
that.
And you know the fact that. And in the playoffs that year when we were in the World Series, he did do a tremendous job, and he wore his heart on his sleeve and did what he could. He lost, but he did his best, and he pitched better than most pitchers in the position would. So I feel bad for him, you know, and I wish that he was
What did
able
he do
to,
that was so bad that people hate him so bad, though? Why do they hate him so much?
My opinion?
Absolutely. I'm asking you. Why?
I'll break it down real quick. I think it's because it was his cockiness. I think he talked a lot of crap on his way out the door. And I think throughout the process, and some of this may be to blame with the Wilpons, I think throughout the process of his injuries and surgeries and things like that, there was a lot of conflict. A lot of conflict of reports where he would say something, the Mets organization would say something, and it painted him to be this really bad guy. I think ownership of that is 50-50 Harvey and the Wilpons. And I say the Wilpons because they ultimately own the team and their organization was the one downstreaming a lot of that information. And I think when he exited, he was sour, understandably, and he said some things on the way out the door. I think that's why Met fans
I didn't know that he said things. I wasn't aware of that. I just thought they just dumped him, basically.
He was crying about the bullpen, crying about the minor league stuff. Yeah, and his lack of swagger now.
Lack of it. Yeah, so.
See, thanks, Tom.
However, you know, I get it. Maybe he'll do well.
He's not going to do well anymore. He's never going to do well again. He's never going to have an ERA below 4. Yeah, every single year, it's the comeback. This is it. The Angels. This team. The Royals. The Orioles. The Reds.
You can learn to pitch. If he learns to pitch, he still has a 94-95 plays. If you know how to pitch and hit corners.
Rodriguez, do you think it's more that he's still trying to recapture that Dark Knight stuff? And he's being, you know, I don't want to change to a more finesse guy?
Yeah, he can't be a power pitcher anymore. 94-95 doesn't play to be a power pitcher in the major leagues anymore. Because are throwing 100.
Off topic. Yo, Pat, tell Fraz I said what's up. I was actually thinking about him a couple weeks ago. Hook him up with me on Facebook, man. Fraz from my old neighborhood. Good dude. Sorry, guys. Pat just put a comment up there. Hey, I had to comment on that. Thanks.
The Fraz comment, frazzled Keith.
He was one of my favorite dudes from the old neighborhood, Fraz. But anyway, yeah, I think that Harvey, I would like to see Harvey kind of like in the for love of the game kind of moment. Like he just has one moment. He pitches an amazing game and he ends his career and he just leaves. You know, I don't wish him any ill will. Just let him do that for guess what teams, guys.
I just laugh when he pitches.
Do that for either the Mariners or the Rangers.
Oh, to be good? Well, he's not going to be good on any teams. He's tried 4 since he left the Mets.
That's terrible.
Meanwhile, what's happening in Queens? Producer Joe, pop that bad boy up there. This is what we got. Jacob DeGrom. Here's his breakdown this year. 265 pitches at 99 miles per hour or more. That's more than 123 more than any other pitcher in the majors. And then, since the start of last season, 56 pitches of 100 miles per hour or more leads Major League Baseball in that span too. So, and as his average, did you guys get a chance to hear the little interview that they did with Mike Pelfrey in last night's game?
I thought that was pretty cool.
I had him on the phone. Yeah, he's an assistant coach for his college team, and he reached out to DeGrom to get some pointers to pass down. And so and he told him, he says, you know, your velocity is not supposed to be going up as you age.
Yes.
Supposed to be going the other way.
Ta-da.
So that was random Mike Pelfrey on a, you know, Wednesday night broadcast.
It was really cool just to see him randomly pop up, because, you know, Pelf was supposed to be this huge star with us, didn't really pan out. He annoyed me with his mouthpiece and all that other stuff. But he again, was never one of those I forget what pitcher coined this phrase, but he was not one of those sour grape guys where he was just upset and talked crap about the Mets. He just did his thing and moved on, you know. And to see him come onto the broadcast last night as a part of really Mets history, whether it's good or bad, and reach out to
two good seasons, right?
decent seasons, you know, but reach out to DeGrom for advice on teaching his kids. I thought that was really cool, and I thought it was a respectful towards the Mets, and of course, the GOAT. I mean, DeGrom. I mean, DeGrominator. I mean, Cygrom. I mean,
Trigon.
You get my point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they highlighted that one year that he was like 14-9 with a 3.28 ERA or something like that. I mean, he was a big guy. He never panned out. I think went to Minnesota or something like that afterwards.
I think it was Minnesota. I think you're right.
How grateful early on, and again, I'm not going to be one of those fans to make it for the entire season, but the Mets are 5-3. We're through 8 games. How grateful so far are we that we did not sign George Springer and spend an inordinate amount of money on him in the outfield, which probably would have taken us out of any potential for re-signing Conforto? And what Nimmo's been able to do at a leadoff spot, getting on base at a 58% clip.
Badass.
What in the world? He's been on base 2 or more times all 8 games. The record for the Mets is 10, set by the captain. So he's got three more to go. He gets on base 2 times. He's got it. Mm-hmm. He's got the right. That's really impressive to start the season. And obviously, Lindor, Rodriguez, you said it earlier. We talked about it yesterday in the chat how Lindor is starting to – he's starting. Heat up. And when he wakes up, you don't want to be a part of it. But with Nimmo on base all the time – That just sets us up really nicely.
It would have been really good if they were playing consistently, so they could build some kind of flow going, and then Lindor warms up and starts driving Nimmo home, because Nimmo's getting on base like crazy. I mean, that's insane. And then you have Dominic Smith, who's maybe a pretty good number 3 hitter, because if he's a 300 hitter with decent power, so you get 300, maybe 20-25 home runs at third. A batting third, or maybe even more, because you got Lindor and Nimmo in front of you. I mean, and then you got Big Pete coming up behind them. The offense is built to succeed.
Yeah,
they're just not doing it right now.
Keith Hernandez has been saying, you do not want to face this offense when they get everything go. Once they get that continuity,
it's gonna be ugly for pitchers. But I have been. I think most of us have, right? But speaking for myself, I have been a big fan of Nimmo. Of course, I say his defense, but I was not a big fan of signing Springer. If we got him, of course, I'd be happy. I wouldn't complain, but I was never a big fan of signing Springer. Go ahead, listen to the shows in the past. I was never a big fan of signing Springer. I said that we have Nimmo, and you really can't duplicate a person who his OBA is 400 consistently. You can't duplicate that.
He never played a full – he played one full season.
Those were my concerns as well. The full season – and you know, the fact that he can fall off, right? Springer's a little more proven, but I was totally okay with having Nimmo in center field. I felt that he's such a good player, such a hustler, that he would do everything he can to improve his defense. And if he stays out there, as you know, 140, 150 games a year, and he does a 400 on base percentage clip, that's better than just about anybody in the league. It doesn't matter. You can bat 250, but if you're on base 40% of the time at a leadoff spot, that's what matters. And that's what counts.
You're not going to be at the leadoff spot. I'll tell you that, at batting 250.
If his OBA is 400, you will be in the leadoff spot with his speed.
You won't have a 400 OBA at 250.
He's done it. Right? Didn't he a couple years back bat 260 or 270 with a 409 or something like that?
250.
I'll go back and look at the stats, but I think he was. But either way, it doesn't matter. His on base percentage has persistently or consistently been, or both, around 400 when he plays. As long as he stays healthy.
When he plays. That's why we wanted to trade him.
That's the thing.
That's the only reason I wanted to get rid of him.
But he's young.
That was it. Because we talked about, you know, his 17 to 22 times, home run guy
But he's young. Anyway,
27.
Bottom line for me is I am a huge fan of him being in the lineup at the leadoff spot and in the outfield. I think he's a good kid, a good athlete.
It was interesting to see Rojas, after all the talk all the offseason about upgrading center field defense, you know, Nimmo for the defensive reasons. The night that Conforto got off the second game of the doubleheader, he had still had Nimmo in center field. He had Pilar in right field. And so that's a nod to say Nimmo's got the better speed at this point in their careers.
Nimmo never playing right field.
Yeah, so 2018, 263 average in 140 games with a 404 on-base average. I mean, it's pretty much what I just stated, right? In 2017, 69 games, but then, you know, he had those injuries, which is really the major concern with him. Yeah, even through those injuries, he's been around that 400, the high 300. But that injury, proneness, most of his injuries have been, I think it's not a chronic thing. I think he's had just some random injuries.
The next thing
can be when he slammed himself against the wall that one year. But look at Darnold, right? I mean, he worked through it. Hopefully Brandon works through it before we give up on him. And I don't criticize the Mets for giving up on Darnold. It was time to separate ways. I just hope Brandon Nimmo does his thing prior to that point. Because he's a super talent. And Gary said it last night. It's like he has the force or force field around him. He just pushes the ball outside the strike zone. It's amazing. And I love the kid. He's got a great eye at the plate. One of the best eyes I've ever seen. I wish if McNeil can gain that eye with his bat, we'd be good. But, you know, McNeil is McNeil. He just likes to swing. I love him.
Love to hit. Who doesn't love
to
hit?
Yeah, he just loves to swing, that kid. And he usually contacts.
And notice, and they were right on point yesterday when he came up with guys in scoring position. He went after the first pitch. Outside of that, he's taking his walks, taking over his hit by pitches or whatever. You know, whatever. All right, a couple more things, and we'll get rolling. Rodriguez, this is going to be towards you. You mentioned it's time. It's time to be done with Familia. I looked up some stats here.
Oh boy.
I looked up some stats here.
Don't stat me.
Are you going to poop in the Mets' milk or Rodriguez's milk? Let's see.
No, I'm going to back up Rodriguez.
Poop in the Mets' milk.
Oh, what?
That's my boy. Oh. That's my co-host here.
Okay.
We're going to back him up. Wow. What am I doing here?
Wow.
All right.
It's because the numbers say that.
Well, yeah, I'm an honest guy. Jerry's Familia, so far this year, and again, it's three innings, but we've seen this. We've seen this show before. So far this year in three innings, hitters are hitting .385 against him, and he's got a whip of 2.63. Now, yesterday was a little bit bad luck. Jam shot, then the other jam shot to shortstop.
No,
leadoff
it's
walk.
It's not bad luck when you walk somebody.
You got to let me get there. I was getting there. Leadoff walk. What does everybody say? Leadoff walks kill everybody. Pitchers, that's the first thing you learn. Don't walk the leadoff guy.
Don't do it.
Walks the leadoff guy. And then you got the other things going on. So, and he's got a whip of 2.63. So he's somewhere between 2 and 3 walks, hits per innings pitched. You want this guy? Why was he in the seventh inning yesterday?
Oh, you asking me?
Yeah.
why is he even playing on the Mets? Honestly,
should he be the Oliver Perez role, like mop up?
No, I don't even think he should be on the squad.
Just be gone. Just him and Betances.
He's just taking up space.
We need baseballs.
Two guys that are 6'5 and 6'7. They're taking up a lot of space in that freaking room. Get rid of them already.
Yeah, I don't know about Betances.
I'm trying to give him a chance, dude. I tried a lot with Familia, honestly. How do you warm up in the bullpen? Let's see. Is our bullpen coach blind? Because obviously
that's why. Hold on, that makes the case for you to take the job.
I could do it. Absolutely,
that's what I'm saying.
We got the same number. Son of a gun. Get out, Ricky Bones. The job is mine, Ricky Bones.
You know who else?
Producer Joe, you got something to say about that? Ricky Bones.
He's the pitching coach of Puerto Rico.
He's taking a cat nap.
Are you kidding me? What? How does he throw? They can't send him out to the game with no strike, not being able to hit anything.
Steve Ricky Bones.
I don't want his name mixed in with mine, okay? He's obviously a blind person because Familia cannot be throwing strikes in that bullpen and come on the mound and throw ball after ball after ball after ball. It's ridiculous. I pissed on that mound. I did that stupid nonsense. That mound is fantastic, okay? There's no discrepancy. It's beautiful. Everything about that is beautiful. He's a loser. Chuck him already. I'm done with
it. Give me another couple of drinks and I'll piss on the mound too.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, wait, he said pitch.
Here we go.
Esteban.
You would piss on the mound. I actually don't.
I think you would. I think he said piss.
Timmy. Timmy Tabala, what's up, man?
Tim.
All right, so look, we kind of want to see. Familia's not going to go anywhere for
I know.
The next.
He'll go somewhere when Louie comes back. He'll go to AAA.
Yeah. We got that other kid. What's the other kid's name that bombed the other day?
Barnes. Well, he got smoked by Harper, wasn't it? Wasn't it Harper hit him? Who smoked Elmer?
Barnes. Barnes just a one inning, one run.
Yeah.
And a strikeout. Yeah. But Miguel Castro, who we like, right? But hitters are hitting, so far, hitters are hitting 316 against him. That is second on the team compared to Familia. No. I
you see the difference, though,
we're watching.
Stats can be?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the problem
especially 8 games in.
But 316 is 316. What?
How many games is in the season? 8? 9 games?
8. We should be a lot more into it.
We should be like 12. But 8 games into the season, it's hard to say, well, they're batting 316 against him, especially if you're a relief pitcher, because what opportunities have you had? How many batters has Castro actually faced? 6, 7? I mean,
he's pitched 4 2/3 innings.
He has pitched that much. Okay.
Yeah. He's been in there a lot in the seventh inning. But yeah, so he's they're hitting 316, but he's still got a sub 4 ERA. So he's getting bailed out somewhere or another.
I think Castro is a work in progress with this staff this year.
He's got nasty stuff.
You don't realize he throws really hard, and he's got a really nice movement on his fastball. 98, right? Kid throws 97, 98. And he's got, what was it? Kind of like a Laredo curve or something like that.
He called it, what did he call it? I can't remember. I'm not even going to try and remember it. But
it's really good as a relief pitcher, you know, to have that type of fastball and then drop another 10 or 12 miles an hour and make it move. I mean, it's unhittable that way. You can't gear up for it, you know. Wait, and remember, he's a relief pitcher for a reason, okay? Relief pitchers are not your best pitchers. Your best pitchers are your starters. So relief pitchers have to work on that 1-2 pitch, get in, get out real quick.
So right, use your relief pitchers. For contrast, you got a slow ball pitcher, you bring in a fastball pitcher. Your starter is a fastball pitcher, you bring in a slow. You throw the batters off, and they throw their timing off. But Castro has been really nice. But just taking a step back again to Peterson, I just got to say real quick, his off-speed stuff looked so amazing yesterday.
He got his ERA in half.
Backwards, but
more than half.
He looked, and he was just spotting it. I was so impressed with Peterson yesterday. But yeah, spot your what sister's ass. But Castro has some nasty stuff. If he can get Ricky Rodriguez Bonus to put that into place for him, he'll be in good standing with
the Mets.
He's
dead, Joe.
Why?
Wow. Cookie Ross.
He's with Warner Wolf.
Okay, first of all, Cookie Rojas is not dead. He's 82 years old, but he's not dead.
We kill people on the show. We kill Warner Wolf our second season.
A lot. Are you putting up because I said Cookie before? Because you realize Carrasco's called Cookie, too.
You know what? I don't even know, but that's been sitting on my screen for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, I forgot that was there. Let me just throw it up now randomly.
All right, yeah, we have just a few minutes left. We should have had, like, for our 100th episode, we should have had some animated Warner Wolf ghost just kind of like floating on the screen.
You want to give a moment of silence? Warner Wolf. Ghost will be back. Let's give 5 seconds to Warner Wolf starting now.
I don't want to do it.
He's alive. He just killed Warner Wolf.
I killed him now.
Wait, he's dead?
He was alive until Rodriguez ruined the 5 seconds.
I killed him.
We were all convinced he was dead.
All right, let's just go to the videotape.
All right, so two more quick things. One quick round robin here. Yes or no? Are you worried about Michael Conforto yet? Keith?
No.
Rodriguez?
No.
Me neither. Producer Joe?
No.
Okay, good. All right, schedule. Upcoming schedule. We got 3 with the Rockies coming up tomorrow. It looks like, first of all, it's not even just a night game. It's what they're two hours behind.
Yeah,
producer Joe.
If we win one game and the other two are not played, it's a sweep.
It's a sweep, baby. That's the way I look at it. All right, we got a whole bunch of to be determines for the Rockies. I guess they don't have their stuff
set. Eastern
Daylight Time.
What?
You were saying, are they 2 hours behind? But that's listed as Eastern Daylight Time.
Oh, but I said 6:40, their time.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I got you.
All right, so it doesn't look like we have much information on the Rockies at all. So, we have DeGrom, wow. Lucchese, and Stroman scheduled to go. They did put Lucchese. St. Patrick's Day hat, baby.
Most of our pitchers will be facing the big dick.
Yes, you're 100%. I said shit at the beginning of the episode. I got
whoever's pitching is a big dick.
Yelled at for it. He's a big dick. Morning wood, happy dick. Endings, your sister's ass.
Well, yeah, I didn't say shit. Wait, I just did.
There you did. All right. So that's, you know, we're taking some very nice ERAs in the Colorado, and I just don't want to see them messed up.
That's a problem.
We have two. Colorado. Two what's Lucchese's ERA? Seto. So we have 3 guys going to Colorado with sub-1 ERAs. Interesting to see how they'll come out.
If we were 12 games into the season, 15 games into the season, that would be really, really fantastic.
But the thing is, they didn't really have hitters, so I'm not worried about it. They're just going to have a lot of long fly balls and roundouts.
Yeah.
Colorado air.
It's weird. It's the opposite. Goes, man. Yeah.
Speak it into fruition, Rodriguez. Come on.
Fruition. All right. So tomorrow night. Scheduled to be an 8:40 Eastern time start, Keith. Saturday night, 8:10, and Sunday afternoon, 3:10. So that's the schedule. Don't know how it's going to go. Probably not going to play tomorrow, seems though. Then an off day on Monday. And then 3 with those scrubbies from Chicago. It's a nice, I'll never say easy. But it's against 2 team. It's a 6th game road trip that does not have a high degree of difficulty. If you want to say it that way,
the Cubs are struggling too. They're bad. Their guys haven't woken up.
4-7 that.
They're right.
Let's do it. And then just to go a little bit further, and you got then you come back home for the Nationals, and a 2-game set with the raging red hot Boston Red Sox. What is going on? They've won 9 straight games. They were 0-3. They got swept by the Baltimore Orioles, and then they win 9 straight.
I know. That's when you give up on your life or your season, basically. Right. The Orioles sweep you. You know, you're just like,
not a good thing.
Suck.
Luck is not a talent.
You know?
Don't worry about them.
I've been seeing that all over the place. So,
9 wins in a row is not luck either.
That's pretty damn incredible.
They've done their job,
and we'll take them over the Yankees. Sorry, Tim. day of the week.
Tonight.
And don't forget about the Rays out there. You never shy away from the Rays.
Forget that.
You just never know.
They're a tough team.
It seems as though that'll do it. Anybody else want to bring up anything else?
Yeah, I just want to say fuck-a-ta to the whole entire state of Colorado, the whole entire state of Illinois. Let's go Mets. We're going to bring it to you. Just wanted to over-exaggerate that. Did it work?
You always do. It's not like this is the first time.
You know, there's a lot of White Sox fans in Chicago, too.
Screw the White Sox, too.
The whole...
He killed fuck-a-ta! Everybody, dude. He's killing the whole populace. All of them.
You're almost
they're fans. They're non-fans. They're players. Thanos. Anything that has to do with any of them, fuck-a-ta, biatch.
Wow.
All right, producer Joe, what do you think about fuck-a-ta-ing the entire state of Illinois and the entire state of Colorado? You know, just for the Rockies series. And the Cubs.
By the time we're back home, fuck-a-ta's off.
I hate Illinois Nazis. So, yeah.
What?
That's a classic quote from a classic movie. Come on, Frotch.
Oh, Pop my God. Pros. Did you see that?
Yeah. Did you see what I write the time down. Let me write the time down.
I do the clips. Yeah. I'm not doing that. No, I'll do it.
101.05. I'll do it. 101.05. I saw the time.
Steve hits his head on the microphone. All right.
But you have to put the quote underneath that clip.
I don't want to do that. Because it caused me to hit my head. Yeah, oh, do you know? Here's
the quote with the clip.
I was in the pool on the weekend. I was doing flips with my son.
Nazis.
I'm 40, guys. I'm doing flips in the pool, just in the pool, going like this, and I scraped the hell out of my head at the bottom of the pool.
Let us see.
You want to see it?
Oh,
sorry. Are you okay, Farach? Sorry.
Oh,
looks rough.
Keith, any you're closing so remarks?
I'm gonna just say there's 106 miles of Chicago.
We were going to let you go.
There's 106 miles to Chicago. We've got a full tank of gas, a half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark out, and we're wearing a sunglasses. Hit it.
Here we go. Yeah, Little Blues Brothers. That was for you, baby. Joe. Little Blues Brothers, yeah, Blues from Brothers. The movie Man. But closing, if we get to play, hopefully we sweep these guys or at least take 5 out of 6. That's the way I look at it. Let's go.
Let's do it, baby. I'm feeling like a Sunday doubleheader. I feel like that's coming.
Ooh.
7 innings each.
I hope it's warm.
I was okay with the extra inning rule the other day.
Oh, what? Are you kidding me? You cannot seriously be telling me that you like that second base crap.
I hate it, but when we win, it's okay.
Are you okay with the?
No, I hate it. I do hate it.
Seven innings, but
I'm liking the seven inning, hating the second base.
Seven inning double header, I can stomach that, right?
But in the seventh inning, man. The seven-inning doubleheader, Gary does it, and I continually have to do it, reminding. He says, bottom of the fourth inning in a seven-inning game. That's how he comes back.
No, but that's good.
Because I have no idea.
He's an amazing
– best, baby.
He paints an amazing picture, even though it's on TV.
Hardcore Mets fans is even better.
Bob Murphy painted the most amazing baseball picture ever, but on TV, Gary does best job I've ever heard.
With Flem. Dead Murphy. He painted it with Flem.
With
you know, the Mets are hot all day, 85 degrees. And she's dating.
See that?
Hold on a second.
Respect him. He's dead.
This is the problem on this show. Keith has been saying that about Bob Murphy for years. Good I say Lord, it one Farachi. Time, and I
Farachi.
Prove it.
Respect Produce, the man,
I will.
Farachi.
I'm the petty guy that will go back through all 100 episodes.
I want to find waste your time because I'm gonna say I've never done it before.
Liar. Producer Joe, we never asked Producer Joe if he's got any last-minute remarks, and I feel bad today. Producer Joe, anything before we close out here?
I don't want anybody to get hurt in Colorado. I mean, both teams have the disadvantage of the cold, so, I mean, we should come out on top at least 2 out of 3 games, but, I mean, the frozen hands on backs and balls, just there's so many – potential.
But this is Joe's got a lot to say.
I would just like to get out of Colorado. I want to get out of Colorado.
He wants in and out of Colorado.
Yeah, that's all.
In terms of our winning streak, I would just want to say, Our Lady of Blessed Acceleration, don't fail us now.
He's still on the Blues Brothers thing.
I am. I love Blues Brothers. Joe got
You're
going
to make me want to watch it tonight. I love that movie. Blues Brothers
I can
stuff
quote
tonight.
The hell out of that.
I'm going to go down a rap Blues Brothers rabbit hole tonight.
It's a great movie.
This is blue. Strong stuff.
Yes.
That's our starting rotation. Strong stuff.
Very nice. Are you police? Try.
No, ma'am. We're musicians. Anyway, sorry.
All right, so that'll do it for us this week. We appreciate you watching. If you like what you saw, share us out. Do that whole shtick. Do that whole thing. We'll be back next week. Looks like we have a couple of days to choose from next week. We'll talk about it offline, and we'll get back to you. Don't worry about that. Go to popculturepros.com. There's a couple of contests up there. There's going to be a contest up there early next week for Mortal Kombat.
Maggie Calloway.
Another Mortal Kombat?
Love Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, are you excited for this new one? Are you looking forward to it or meh?
I like it still because I played the game when it first came out, those eons ago. Yes. But I want to see it. If it's done well, definitely.
It's a childhood thing for me too, so I you know.
It's not Academy Award stuff. It's just going
to
be fun.
No, but that's the thing. That's the thing with the certain critics go in and thinking everything's supposed to be Academy Award winning and give it a bad review because you didn't know to check your brain at the door and just
have
fun.
That's when you go scorpion on them and go, get over here.
And that's why we created this website.
Fatality.
Popculturepros.com. You have one more day to get – there's a contest. I'm not even going to mention what it is. You're going to go to the website, popculturepros.com. You have until tomorrow. PCP. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's Nobody with Bob Odenkirk. A code for Vudu, Vudu.com, which is the online movie thing from Walmart. You'll get that free. You have until tomorrow night to do that, popculturepros.com. And that, my friends, is our show. We will talk to you guys next week, and we'll keep you updated in the Put It in the Books show group on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at the PWITB show. I feel like we haven't said that in a while.
The PWITB show.
Which was coined by, I believe, Rodriguez. The
PWITB show.
The. All right, that'll do it. Producer Joe, take us out. We out.
Put up the books!
Does